Most classic fairy tales come down to us through history and the Brothers Grimm. But over the years, there have also been new fairy tales, stories that enchant younger generations, which over time might well become classics in their own right. One such story is The Tale of Despereau, written by Kate DiCamillo and published in 2003, and was adapted into an animated film in 2007. Now, The Tale of Despereau has become a musical created by the Pigpen Theater Company at Berkeley Rep through January 5th.
It all happens in a kingdom that has had a very drastic incident that has resulted in the death of a queen, and the king, in response, has banned soup and rats.
Mark Bruni, co-director with Pigpen of The Tale of Despereau.
Despereau, the little mouse who wants to be a knight, Despereau's journey is to sort of find out what happened and how this kingdom went from being so flourishing and where crumbs were abundant and there was a much more easy way of life for the mouse community to this new starvation central.
In translating animated films to the stage, Disney has gone all out with high-tech special effects. Despereau takes a different route.
What Pigpen does is to use theatrical devices that are very homemade. They all, by necessity, started out their careers doing theater with flashlights and cardboard and doing shadow puppets. There's not a whole lot of technical wizardry to it. We sort of expose what's all happening, and it's all happening made for you and in front of you.
Using all sorts of theatrical legerdemain, and most importantly, the audience's imagination, The Tale of Despereau emerges as a unique theatrical event. The seven members of Pigpen play musical instruments throughout, and the cast is augmented by John Rapson as the rat Roscuro, Dorcas Lung as the spunky mouse Despereau, and other actors in multiple roles. The songs, which come in quick succession one after another, veer toward Les Mis at one end and country or rock at the other. The eclecticism is fun, to be sure, but it adds up to a show without a single musical voice to carry it through. And even at a brisk 90 minutes, it can feel a bit long toward the end. But that's the downside. The upside is a show for the whole family that deals with adult concepts like grief, revenge, and most notably redemption, in a way that's both educational and, frankly, charming.
I think the desire from the beginning has been to create a sophisticated piece of theater that is not a children's theater piece. And I think the themes are able to be understood and appreciated on a number of different levels.
The Tale of Despereau from the Pigpen Theater Company and co-directed by Mark Bruni plays at Berkeley Rep's Rota Theater through January 5th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.